Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I got to tell you, I've had a very, very busy week. I mean, I have been plugged into a lot of things that have taken some of my time, but have returned a lot in that return. What am I getting at? Well, here's what I've done. Let me just kind of give you a rundown of the craziness of my week. On Monday, my wife and I decided that we were going to sell some of our investment properties. Now, these are properties that we bought a long time ago. These are properties that are located a great distance from where we live. And when we bought these properties, we bought them with the concept that real estate was going to help us get retired. So when I was in a place called Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, that's a military base there in the center of Kansas, and I was there for a specific period of time attending some military education. While most of my peers were playing volleyball and drinking beer and socializing and having fun, I decided that I was going to put into play some education that I had received with regards to buying properties for no money down. So I went out and found a real estate agent who helped me find a duplex, and I invested in that duplex. And when I bought it, it had a tenant in one side. The other side was vacant. Way back then, the marketing concept for duplexes and other multifamily properties in that area was that if you plan to sell the property, the way you would do that is you would leave one of your units vacant so that somebody who wanted to be an owner-occupant could come along and make an offer on the property. And because the property pricing met the conforming guidelines for FHA and VA at that time, you could go in and you could buy that property. And if you plan to occupy it as an owner-occupant, you could live in the side that was vacant. So that gave you an ability to move into the property. And you had a tenant in the other side. So I wound up buying this property. We put the required amount of money down, and we acquired the property, and we acquired it based on what the competitive market analysis said was the pricing for the property. I think we paid, I don't know, something like $103,000 or whatever the number was way back when. I mean, I'm going back 21 years. So I bought the property, and then in my spare time, what I did was I went to the property and I worked on the property. I did the improvements on the property. And then during that time period that I was there, the resident that was in the other side of the property, who, by the way, wasn't paying market rents, had decided that their lease was up. I had to honor the lease because they had a lease in effect. That lease was binding. It was binding upon us. And because the resident was doing what they were supposed to do to take care of the property, and they were paying their rent in a timely manner, we had to keep them in place. Well, their lease came to an end shortly after we purchased the property. So I wound up with a completely empty building because I was spending my spare time working on the existing unit, trying to get that fixed up. And then during that time period, now all of a sudden I had the other unit and I transitioned over to working on that particular property. So I spent a lot of my time working on my real estate business. That's the wrong term. That was incorrect. Let me restate that. I was spending a lot of my time working in my real estate business, not working on my real estate business. And to be honest with you, I really didn't know what I was doing because the educational program that I was following was basically designed to help me go out and find property, but not really good at helping me operate the properties or understand the things that I really needed to know. Now, fortunately for me, I stumbled across a pretty good property manager, and she was able to assist me with marketing the properties and getting those units filled up once I had completed all of the work. So we were able to get market rents and the property was producing for us. And over time, I wound up leaving Leavenworth, Kansas, and I went back home. I think we were living in California at the time. And a couple of years later, two other properties came available. And it was the property manager that contacted me and said, hey, if you're interested in buying some additional duplexes, I have an owner that's looking to sell, and they would entertain an offer. So I thought, well, great, let's do this. So I used some of the same no money down techniques that I had used on the first property to acquire the next two properties. And I think we wound up paying something like $127,500 for each of those properties. And we inherited residents that were all over the place. I mean, we had residents that were paying on time. We had residents that were in arrears. I had one resident that wasn't paying market rents at all. That particular investor basically had the concept of let's get what we can get out of rents for that property, and they were willing to let that property go. So, what am I getting at? I'm getting at this. On Monday, I put two of those properties on the market, and we got them sold within 48 hours for above what I was asking for. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into my story on those duplexes. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, I was just going on and on about how we got involved with investing in duplexes in a place called Kansas. And, you know, as I reflect on that time period, one of the things that really stands out to me now as a properly educated real estate investor with a lot more experience under my belt was that I didn't have a very good plan going forward with real estate, because our philosophy was based on where we lived at the time. We lived out in California, and the concept out in California was if you were going to invest in any kind of real estate, that you were banking on appreciation. And what you had to make sure of was, regardless of how much you could receive in rent, in other words, what that property would produce for you in rental income, you had to be prepared for negative cash flow, because things are out of balance out in California, in many parts of California. Things are out of balance in a lot of parts of the United States, meaning that you had to be prepared for negative cash flow. In other words, every month you had to be prepared to write a check out of your personal account to offset the difference between what those properties could produce for you and what it cost you to leverage the properties. And if you were an all cash investor, you had to be prepared to not get great returns on your money. You were banking on the fact that the property would go up in value. Now, when I was in Kansas, I saw something that was a little different than what I had experienced out in California. I saw the potential for properties to provide some cash flow. I did. But because I was following no money down techniques, I was putting too much leverage on the properties, because the game plan was this. You go in, you buy the property with no money or very little money out of your pocket. And over time, that property would appreciate. Well, the drawback that we had to that plan was that we purchased in an area where appreciation does occur, but it takes time. So let me fast forward, 18, 20 years to last Monday, when we took the two properties that we had purchased 18 years ago, and we decided to put them on the market. And we marketed them very aggressively. We determined what the proper price point was for that property based on market conditions. We took a look at what rents we were commanding on that property, and we were able to calculate an internal rate of return based on a cash purchase. And lo and behold, in 48 hours, we had something like a half a dozen showings on the property. We had a couple of verbal offers. We had several written offers. And amongst those, we had a cash buyer who said, I will buy both properties and I will pay. They paid above what we were asking and I'll close very quickly. No contingencies, anything like that. So my week became very busy. Because now I had to get off my lazy butt and I had to do some things, because now I'm in a situation where I've owned these properties for a long period of time. I have taken depreciation write-offs on these properties, and these two particular properties, I've depreciated them for about 18 years. So there's a little thing out there called depreciation recapture that the IRS likes to get when you sell properties that you've held and you've depreciated. It's just part of the tax code. It's just the way things are. And one of the things that my wife and I decided was that we had two options. We could either pay the taxes on the property, but those taxes would amount to be, I think it was, we factored something like 70% of our net proceeds would go to taxes. And that didn't sit well with us. So what we did was we engaged immediately with one of our Lifestyles Unlimited vendors, and we talked to one of our 1031 exchange accommodators and said, this is what we're looking to do. We've got these two properties. They're getting ready to go into escrow. We would like to move the proceeds tax deferred into other properties. And she said, okay, no problem. I can help you do that. So that actually was pretty easy. Then the other thing I had to do was I had to sit down with two of our other vendors, one a single family conventional lender and one a multifamily conventional lender. Basically, they're both loan brokers is what they are. And the neat thing about loan brokers is that you can go through the application process and they will shop the markets that are out there. And they will bring you the best possible rates and deals that they can to accommodate your needs. But the thing that I needed to do was I needed to get
Well, pre-approved. I had to get pre-approved. So I had to spend some time this week sitting down and putting all my financials together. Fortunately for me, it wasn't that difficult because we keep good records. We keep an ongoing personal financial statement, one of those things that I've told you previously on the show that you need to sit down and do for yourself, because it allows you to determine where you are in a financial place at any given time, given the income streams you have, given basically your assets and your liabilities, and that determines your net worth. So I've been working with our single family lender, and I've been working with our multifamily lender. And you're probably wondering why I'm working with two different lenders. Well, the reason is this. We've got those two duplexes in escrow. They're due to close anytime between now and the middle of September. Basically, the buyer said, I'll give you a couple of weeks. We said we'd like a couple of weeks. That will help us do some things. And we've got a third duplex, that one I was telling you about, that I did all the work on myself because I was working in my business and not on my business. Well, we are putting that on the market effective today. And there were a few things that we needed to get done to the property in order to make it very, very marketable. So that went on the market today. And we anticipate getting that thing sold pretty quick too, because we do have aggressive pricing on it. It is very competitive in the marketplace. It does return a decent return to a cash buyer. It provides great cash flow for somebody that wants to come in and buy it with a conventional loan and leverage the property. So there's a lot of really good benefits to the remaining property, I should say. But it comes down to exit strategy. And the reason I'm working with two different loan brokers is because we're not sure whether the path forward as we do this 1031 exchange will take us back into single family properties or will take us into a multifamily property. So we have to be prepared for both contingencies. And we'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So in the earlier part of the shows, I was really just kind of pouring my heart out to you and just telling you that we had made some significant mistakes when we started investing into real estate. We were following a plan that really wasn't a good fit for us. And to be honest with you, we didn't have a very good plan going forward. Our strategy was, let's just buy the first thing we can buy, wherever it is, and see if we can make some money in real estate. That really was our plan. And then we had an opportunity to buy two additional properties that we overpaid for, and we inherited some issues with the existing residents in those properties. We were able to remedy those things over time, but then we went into a long-term hold strategy because we really didn't have an exit plan. We just thought that we would continue to operate these properties, that they would produce whatever rent that they could produce for us. And, you know, if we had a resident that wanted to get out of a lease and said, hey, I'm going to buy a new home, we just thought, okay, well, let them out of the lease, without understanding the financial ramifications of that decision. Because our thought process was, just hold the real estate, because everything eventually goes up. Well, the challenge that we had with these properties was where they were located, they were appreciating, but the appreciation rates were very slow. It literally has taken about 20 years for those properties to almost double in price. And I use the word almost because that's where they're at. That's just the way it is. So the things that I want you to understand are this. You have to make a plan. You really need to sit down and figure out what it is you want to do. And you have to do your homework. You really do. I mean, you need to sit down and figure out the who, what, where, when, and whys regarding the transaction that you're considering. See, we were very novice real estate investors when we got started. We just didn't know. We were taking advice from people that didn't have great advice to give us. And, you know, we were just kind of stumbling our way through the process. Now, here we fast forward to this week. And like I started the show, I said, you know, it's been a busy week for me. But it hasn't been as busy as it could have been. And here's why. We were able to secure great offers on our property. We're in escrow right now. We're getting ready to close on these properties, and we're going to do a 1031 tax exchange. Now, because we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we have been immersed in a fantastic educational program. It has taught us all of the things that that other program never even scratched the surface on. So we have a valid game plan going forward. Now, we chose to liquidate these properties because, well, to be honest with you, they're not giving us the returns that we're seeing in other investments that we're making into real estate. So as a result of that, one of the things that we were taught by Lifestyles Unlimited is that you may need to cull the herd, so to speak. You may need to liquidate those assets and redeploy the capital into other assets that will produce much better for you. And that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. And by having relationships with quality team members, these are people that I have met during my time period as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I have met the commercial lender that I'm working with. I have met the single family lender that I'm working with. I have met the 1031 accommodator that I'm working with. Heck, when we had the expo last February before coronavirus kicked off, I actually sat in her class, and the information that she presented started putting seeds into my mind regarding an exit strategy for these properties. So when it came time to put the properties on the market, we cultivated a relationship with a very competent realtor in the area where the properties are located, and she was able to aggressively market the properties, get us our asking price, well above our asking price, and give us great terms. I mean, a cash buyer is a cash buyer. So as a result of that, we're now in escrow on those properties. We now have everything in place to get our 1031 established. I've got my two lenders that have given me pre-approvals to move forward. I know exactly what my pricing is. I know exactly what I qualify for. I know exactly. So I've got options to come out of these 1031 exchanges and go into other properties. And the other thing is that we've got that third property going on the market today. And to be honest with you, I feel pretty confident about that one too. I really think that we're going to get a great buyer for those properties, and we'll be able to liquidate that third property, the first one that I had ever bought. And in doing so, we'll be able to 1031 exchange the money out of that property. Now, there's another member of my team that I had to activate, and I did it yesterday. I contacted one of my local realtors. He happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited realtor. And I said, look, I need you to give me an idea of what properties on the market are looking like right now. I'm looking for potentially fourplexes. I'm looking for some single family, maybe. Although we're leaning more towards fourplex right now, just because it will make it easier for us to acquire. It'll make it easier for us to acquire a singular property as opposed to a lot of single family properties. So we've had a little bit of a change in our philosophy there. And I've also asked for small multifamily apartment communities that we can take over, because we're not quite sure where we want to go right now. We don't have to make that decision. We have, by law, a 45-day period from the time that first property closes escrow, which will be the middle of September. So we literally have until, well, Halloween in order to make a decision and identify up to three particular properties that will meet our investing requirements. And then from that point, we have an additional, let me see if I can do the mental math, an additional 135 days, if I remember the math correctly, to close on at least one of those properties. So all of the mechanisms are in place. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that hard to activate all of these people, because these are people that I've had the opportunity to get to know as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. The other neat thing is this. I've been in touch with my mentors. I have been talking to my single family mentors saying, okay, let's talk this strategy out and make sure, I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing here. Do you see me making any mistakes? And the single family mentor said, nope, I think everything that you're planning to do makes total sense. I think you've grounded everything out. And of course, they gave me some helpful hints as to some things that I may have overlooked. Same thing on the multifamily side, because I needed to activate my multifamily mentor so that I was getting that same type of feedback, because there is a difference in the real estate world between single family and multifamily properties. And I have experts called mentors that are able to assist me. So if I move forward with more single family assets, I've got the right people on my team advising me. If I decide to move forward with multifamily assets, I have the right people on my team advising me. So to be honest with you, most of my busyness this week has just been with me kind of stressing out and then having to calm down and go, wait a minute, Al, you've got this. When we come back, I've got more information to share with you back after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So what I'd like to talk about in this segment is I'd like to sum up everything that I've talked about, and I can do it in one word. You ready for it? Education. Yeah, that's it right there, education. It was finding the proper real estate investing education that turned everything around for us. I mean, when I peel back the onion and I look at what we had been doing as far as real estate investing was concerned and what we are doing now, it is day and night. And it's all pivoted on the fact that we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. We went through the financial freedom education that is offered, that everybody in our membership base goes through. it opened our eyes to many of the mistakes that we had been making for many years. So what we did was we decided that the first thing we had to do was we had to get back on top of those duplexes, and we had to turn them around. We had to figure out how to move away from negative cash flow to positive cash flow. We had to restructure the debt on the property because we had stupid debt on the property, and we had never really sat down and considered maybe refinancing that debt at a lower interest rate. Because, yeah, we had that stinking thinking of it was okay to lose money. And the first thing that Lifestyles Unlimited taught us was this. Don't lose money. Yeah, don't lose money. If you go into real estate investing with the game plan that we had way back in the late 90s, early 2000s, that it was okay to lose money in real estate, then you're doing everything wrong. Yeah, that like smacked me right between the eyes. Yeah, I mean, I've been hit between the eyes before, and it hurts. And I'll tell you what, I had to swallow my pride and realize the mistakes I was making. The other thing that we were doing incorrectly was the properties weren't providing us positive cash flow. So by restructuring everything, by doing improvements to the property that needed to be done, that were essentially deferred maintenance, we were able to command better rents for the property. And as a result, those properties went from negative cash flow to positive cash flow. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. And the other thing that we had been doing wrong was we were investing in real estate on a game plan that it was okay to get rich slow. And you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to go into real estate investing with a game plan that you will become rich much faster. So, you know, about 3 years ago when we became members and we went through the educational program, and I'll be honest with you, the education was the make it or break it in our world. It was absolutely the day and night event. And because we went through that educational program and we took heart to what we had been doing wrong and we made deliberate actions to correct those wrongs and make things right, we turned those properties around. They turned out to be great properties. So the problem that we had is that they aren't returning as well as other investments that we have made since becoming members. So it's time to make those go away. And trust me, I've talked to my single family mentors on various occasions about exit strategies for those properties, and I received great advice. And we were actually going to put these properties on the market before coronavirus hit, but then, you know, everything in the news was like doom and gloom, everything's going to fall apart. And what we've learned in the residential sectors of real estate investing is that there's been a little bit of damage out there, but it hasn't been the doom and gloom that was predicted. Things have actually been pretty decent for us. I mean, we've been able to maintain stable residents. We've had to work with a couple of them, but they have done what they have needed to do in order to pay their rent on time, which has resulted in us having a profitable business unit. So we've liquidated two. We're going to liquidate the third. We're going to transfer all of that money into other assets that will produce better for us. And we learned all this stuff from Lifestyles Unlimited. It's really that simple. It's amazing how when you decide that you're going to make a change in your life, that what you're doing is not meeting your expectations. When you decide that maybe what you want to do is retire in 5 years or less. Maybe what you want to do is change your financial position. There's a lot of reasons for looking into real estate investing. And I'll be honest with you, you can look all over the internet. There's a ton of stuff out there that'll give you all kinds of advice. And I've read all of that advice. And I'll tell you what, a lot of it is garbage. When you come to Lifestyles Unlimited and you become a member of this organization and you learn the proper techniques and procedures to invest in real estate, whether it's single family, whether it's multifamily, whether it's you choose to be a passive investor into a multifamily deal, however you want to do it, and you learn that we stay focused on single family and multifamily properties because everything else to us is just noise. We don't focus on that stuff. And then you surround yourself with like-minded individuals. I've got multimillionaires on speed dial that I have met, that I have developed a relationship with, that if I have a question, I can call them up and say, "You got a few minutes? Let me run something by you." And you know what they're going to give me? They're going to give me their honest, unfiltered response. I've got mentors that are available to me that I can go to and ask the hard questions to. I've got a outstanding vendor program that I can call upon to get all the trades and services that I need to advance my real estate investing business. And if I can't find somebody, I've got people on the Lifestyles Unlimited team that will help me cultivate whatever I need cultivated. I mean, it is a team sport at Lifestyles Unlimited. It is not one of these programs where you go in and you go, you pay a bunch of money, and then you sit there and look like a dumb rock sitting through whatever training they're giving you, and then you walk out of there going, "What just happened?" That's not how it works at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm telling you, it is not how it works. It is like-minded people coming together to focus on a common objective. I know people, and I have met many people that are behind me. In other words, they're just getting started with their real estate investing. And the good news for them, and the thing I love to tell them, is this: don't be afraid that you don't understand this stuff yet, because the most beautiful thing of your lack of knowledge is that you don't have any bad habits. And we had a lot of bad real estate investing habits when we came to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, we're not a come to the seminar, sit there for 16 hours, fill out your workbook, and then go disappear into the woodwork organization. We are not that kind of organization. We continue to educate our members. I mean, I'm actually looking at all of the things that are coming up for the month of September that are available to the membership. I mean, here, just give you some ideas of some classes. And these are live classes. And if you're not able to attend them live, they're all recorded. So you can go onto our educational platform and pull them down when you need to see them. Like, here's one: Lunch and Learn, Biden's proposed tax plan as it relates to real estate. But that might be interesting to find out what would happen if all of a sudden there's a change in the presidency. Here's one: Understanding the Permit Requirements for the City of San Antonio. Another one: Build Your List of Passive Investors and Fundraise. Here's another one: Single Family Rehabs from the Scary to Simple with a Dedicated Scope of Work. Here's another one: Cleaning and Disinfecting for the Coronavirus. So the topics that are important to us as real estate investors are examined and presented to us. So my big takeaway for you is this: real estate is really a team sport. Don't go into it the way I went into it, dumb and uninformed. Go into it with a solid financial real estate education. And I'll tell you what, we've got the best one out there. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Attend that free workshop. It will make a significant difference in your life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.